This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The White Buffalo.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Just because at the end of every season we have to run out of steam, I need to make a note here that this is, I think, the one entry in the entire book where I have nothing highlighted.
It's pretty boring.
It is.
They're big.
They're big buffalo. Incredibly big. So, you know, buffalo already pretty huge. This is probably about the size of like a Cape Cod house.
Yeah. This is an outbuilding. So gigantic buffaloes. There's nothing really they control other buffaloes, which, like, big men control other men,
you know, so with this the power sense. Of like their deeds.
Yeah. Yeah, like Ted Turner or whatever. But like, if a giant guy came up who is twice as tall as me, like a 12-foot tall man, and just told me to do something, I might do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it could be an illustration of that.
Andre the Giant comes up and says, I want a peanut. I'm like, okay, I'll go get you a peanut, buddy.
whatever Andre wants, Andre gets. Like, I will go get you a snack pack, son. Like, it's gonna. So they're giant, and then there's just some like weird token racism in the Shadow Talk.
Right. Got Big Sky talking.
Yeah, Big Sky, who is the Native American, who says, you know, these things were around thousands of years ago. My people have an ancient memory. And then Bear Sinister comes in and just like, that's mystical dreck. If they existed previously, we'd have fossil records. Big Sky says there are fossil records of giant bison. And then that conversation is dropped.
Yes.
Because Bear Sinister, again, the way we talked about how Shadow Talk predicted modern Twitter, is just kind of ducked out. Like, he was just there to be, you know.
You have to appreciate Barr's restraint, though, that he didn't protract this out.
Yeah. Well, he would just switch tactics.
Oh, yeah.
If this were Twitter, he would be like.
Yeah, he would move the goalposts. Turn it back on him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You mentioned Ted Turner as a goof earlier. Here's a fun factoid. Did you know that Ted Turner is kind of solely responsible for the fact that we still have bison in America?
I didn't.
Yeah. No, he like weirdly has been like, at least, you know, back in the 80s, maybe even in the 70s, just started leading the conservation of the American bison, primarily by domesticating them, but also by setting up protected lands. You would not expect that. And maybe he did it so that he could hunt them. But that is just a weird thing about Ted Turner. It's not a joke. It is just me sharing what I think is an interesting fact.
He only wants to hunt their young. You know, he needs to make sure that they're protected so they're going to be bison babies. You know, for him to skeet shoot. He just like puts him in a trebuchet. Bowl.
Take a look at this. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.